Folks, welcome on into our Thursday edition of Sports Talk. Oh, what a day, and man, what a night last night with between the NBA and NHL playoff action. But today, Bobby, OTA, first practice that the media got to witness over on the facility on Airline Drive for the Black and Gold. It's a new dawn, new day over there with head coach Kellen Moore and obviously Derek Carr retiring, so there's a whole new QB competition going on. We're going to talk a ton about that. The offensive line, some of the shifting over there. One of the first things that broke today, though, Cajun Cannon, was the fact that Jake Haener ended up suffering an injury at practice the other day and is likely out until training camp, according to reports from ESPN's Adam Schefter. It's an oblique strain and is expected to cost Haener multiple weeks. I'm sure you know plenty about some oblique strains.
No, I never had that.
Huh?
No, I never. I had a tight stomach. I had an 8-pack at one time, Steve.
jacked up your neck, not your oblique.
Shoulder, neck, and all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't matter. Jake Haener, come on. I mean, he was just trying to make the team, I think. To me, this is either Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler. And they both threw the ball well today. They were spinning it. And not as much competition as we've seen in past OTAs. What I mean by that, in team, they're running team plays, but it's more like a mental practice where, you know, what they learn in their position groups, like you break off, like, yeah, okay, the running backs are here, the receivers here, and you go over what you would do in plays and all that. And then they want to see if they can transfer that from the classroom to the playing field. And it's not a walkthrough because they've gone at a good pace, but they don't have helmets on.
Right.
The only helmet was one player on defense who has, like, the dot, you know, so Coach Staley could talk to him what defense is they running.
Going on.
To try and get in the right place. I think one time, for instance, how they're learning a new defense, like Cam Jordan, you got to get used to him and Carl Granison. They're standing up. You know, and they were doing the base like 3-4. And then Cam, one time, the coach tells him, Cam, you're supposed to be dropping in coverage. And then he goes, oh, man, like, I forgot, you know, kind of thing. Because, you know, it's a learning process.
Yeah.
And then
a vet like Cam, right?
Yes, and that all of a sudden, because that's a weak link, you're supposed to be in a zone-type coverage, and you're not in the area. You're supposed to be in zone coverage, not, you know, rushing. So I thought that was interesting when you see something like that occur. But 7-on-7, I think it's going to be like that in the OTAs and minicamp. It's going to be the closest things I would say, like competition, when you're seeing, it really is going to be training camp in the preseason games. But the one thing, and people might take this for granted, oh, well, they're all pros. No, like even like the quarterback position, they want to see, okay, how do you spit out like the plays? Like you're in the huddle. Is the coach hollering, oh, get back in the huddle? You know, you couldn't call the whole play. Could be 12, 15 words, whatever. And it's smooth sailing. I'm impressed with Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler. They're getting in and out the huddle. They looked organized. So I think it's like baby steps, like I was saying yesterday, what they're doing right now. I thought, he didn't look like he got hurt, or what, he is rehab. Rashid Shaheed.
The need for speed,
yeah,
man.
He could still fly. He'd have probably had, counting that long bomb he caught, he probably would have had 4 or 5 catches for 100 yards today. You know, and this just in practice. And they both threw the ball well. There were, to me, it was 2 plays of the day. Well, like, boy, that was a great throw. That's about as good as it gets against Spencer Rattler. It was a skinny post. What I mean, it's like, you know, you're going vertical. It's not a hard post, but it's right there, like in that seam. Skinny post. Rattler hit Michael Jacobson, who is like the basketball player, the tight end. He's 6'7", like 245. He was what I want to say. He might have been on and off the roster. I know we had him on the practice squad. He's a 1-year veteran out of Iowa State. Ever since Jimmy Graham worked out as a football player, they always going to have these basketball players. And he's not skinny, you know, but, I mean, he's not necessarily that thick, being 6'7", 245. Bobby, he looked smooth catching the ball and getting an opening that seam. That was a great pass by Spencer Rattler. And then Tyler Shuck, a beautiful bomb to Rashid Shaheed, hit him in stride. That would have been a 50-yard gain. You know, I was thinking about this, and I was talking with Jeff Duncan about this. You know what I think is the best thing that ever happened to Tyler Shuck? And if I had a son or an individual that I know had influence on that could play the quarterback position, because I think coaching does matter in how you develop. Like I told you, I went to Northwest and State University in Natchitoches. We were running the Buffalo Bills offense, and my mentor is Joe Ferguson, who played 17 years in the NFL, who was the quarterback before Jim Kelly with the Buffalo Bills. Like A.L. Williams, Woodlawn High School in Shreveport, they were throwing for 250 yards in the mid-70s when people were running the wishbone and everything. So it does matter, right place, right time. So if I had a kid or some influence, this guy could coach. Jeff Brohm.
Right.
The Louisville Cardinal head coach, wherever Jeff Brohm's at, you want to talk about running a pro-style offense, an NFL system.
And his brother's there, too.
Yeah, I think by Jeff Shuck being there, that's why he's ready for the pros. You know, like, oh, it's going to take a while of him to develop. No, I think Tyler Shuck, you know, now the reason why he's a seven-year veteran because he always got hurt, but he had an unbelievable year for Louisville, and I think right place, right time to develop with Jeff Brohm and Brohm. And I thought that went a long way, but like they all contribute. Like Brandon Cooks even caught a pass, Chris Olave like on an out route, but Rashid Shaheed was the one to me, the receiver who really stood out. Like Cedric Wilson Jr., Kevin Austin Jr., all guys that are going to be trying to be that third or fourth wide receiver. You all saw them contributing. Now, but to me, and in my crystal ball, you remember this day. What's the date today, Steve? May the what?
We are May 22nd.
Okay, May 22nd. How they line up on the offensive line, that's how I think they're going to be for, against the Cardinals.
Save this clip, Cullen.
okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, save it right now. This is what it's going to be. I'm telling you, they had Penning at left guard instead of tackle. They had Banks, who we just drafted at left tackle. That's what he played at Texas. And they put Fuaga.
Moved him back to right.
Back to right tackle, what he played in college. So I'm telling you that. And, you know, Cesar Ruiz and McCoy, that doesn't change. The right guard and the center. But how I now, they're going to, like, we might go next Thursday and practice and they mix them all back up. And Trevor Penning's back at tackle and all that. But
sure, doing some cross training.
Yes. But I think now they have to gel together. And come together as a unit, the continuity there. That's what Coach Kellen Moore said. You know, they have to be like a glove, you know, a well-fit glove in hand, how you all help them when I go to different levels, getting to that second level. That I think that's what it might end up being, Penning at left guard, Banks at left tackle, and Fuaga at a right tackle. Now, today Spencer Rattler worked with the ones, but that doesn't mean anything. Watch next Thursday. It's going to be you're going to have Shuck working with the ones.
Sure.
But that's why Jake Haener, even though he's hurt, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. I think.
Although we'll hear from Kellen Moore next hour in our sound bank, but he did mention that, you know, one of the previous days, Jake Haener did also take first team reps.
Yeah, but they just trying to throw him a bone. No. If Jake Haener's our starting quarterback, then I would definitely take the under.
On our win total?
Yeah, on the win total. On the
5.5?
Yeah, on the 5.5, for sure. Now, the guy that might be better, he could spin it, is, I don't even know who this cat is.
Hunter Deckers.
Hunter Deckers, boy, looks the part, 6'3", 215. He's from Iowa Western. Talk about a direction of school. That's even smaller than Northern Iowa. You know, like 1AA, but you have to look. Okay, where was his background? Well, originally, he was at Iowa State. So, you know, he was a study. Left-hander, he could spin it. To me, he's better than Jake Haener. I only saw him one practice, throw the ball, and to me, he's better than
he. He definitely stood out to me with the rookie minicamp, like I had mentioned to you.
Well, and he looks the part. Like, Jake Haener looks like a little boy out there. That cat, I don't know what's going to happen, developmental squad, whatever. So I'm not even concerned with the oblique. I think this is Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck. Now, let him compete, see who's going to win the game. But we're not going to know anything. You won't know anything in the OTAs. You won't know anything in the minicamp. You might, you know when you want to know? Because, okay, the season's just around the corner. After probably the first preseason game, for sure after the second one. You know when they're going to go against the Chargers. And, you know, they're probably going to go practice out there.
Those joint sessions, too, are also great for getting intel.
Yes. And so then, because I think you very seldom go, okay, we're getting ready to play the Cardinals, and you're not showing your hand. It goes, oh, well, we still don't know who's starting. No, I think it needs to be, so I would say middle of August or something. That's not going to be before that. Let them compete. You know, and they grade everything. You grade every practice, everything, you know, throws and just your leadership ability with the players. So all of that's going to come into play. But I think as far as competition, the OTAs we'll be watching is going to be more like I call it past skeleton because there's no rush. And, you know, 7-on-7. And I'd say the ball shouldn't hit the ground. And when you do it 7-on-7, the quarterback should never scramble. What the hell are you scrambling for? There's no rush. The ball has to come out on time. That, see, all that kind of stuff they want to see, the ball's coming out on time. Are you accurate with the football? Are you going the right place? And, you know, sometimes, and then you take it for granted until you really realize not everybody's like that. When I said this story before, when we had the Greenbrier, and you watch two Hall of Famers, we practiced against the Patriots, and you see Drew Brees and Tom Brady. So they each had 20 reps, so 40 total. The ball touched the ground one time because the receiver dropped it. Like Tom Brady was 20 for 20, and Drew Brees was like 19 to 20, and the receiver dropped like a curl route or something. So it was like perfect. Now, see, that's, and then when you watch other players, you know, do those drills, and you see they're holding the ball too long, they're not as accurate. And so that's, when, but that's the difference. And you know, well, that's a Hall of Famer. And so where they at right now, I think Tyler Shuck, it looks like he's not behind Spencer Rattler. You know, they learning Kellen Moore's offense. But it's like Tyler Shuck, how he's with the players around him, it's like he's been here. You know, he's not like, hey, Rook, and, you know, you over there. So, no, not what does that mean? I mean,
right now, nothing, right?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. But I still think if they can somehow click, and even if they click, and I still don't see them winning more than six or best case scenario, seven games.
But at least like someone like Shuck, you don't feel see him and look, oh, this guy's drowning already in the waters.
No, he's not like a little boy out there. He's a man. I mean, he's like, you know, it's not his first rodeo, even though this is his first NFL experience, that you could see he's prepared and he knows how to be a pro. And again, it goes back to the coaching with Jeff Brohm at Louisville. I'm telling you, you got a stud son or a nephew or somebody who could spin it. And you want to get NFL coaching and to say you have that ability. Louisville is about as good a school to go to as there is. And I don't have no Louisville Cardinal connection. That's Jeff Duncan. You know, he's always bragging about the Louisville players.